Awake, Israel, awake to righteousness. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, in his name we come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace for your nation, the nation of Israel, your leaders, your people, your land, and all men. Hear us, O God, for those who love the Lord are being mocked. May their scoffing fall back on their own heads. Do not ignore their guilt. Do not blot out their sins, for they have provoked you to anger here in the presence of your people. Let you, people of Israel, a united people under God, bow your knee to the Lord, and through prayer and fasting, praying always with all supplication in the Spirit, together with your God, build a spiritual wall around your land. Let you join together and pray to God and guard your country day and night. Praise the Lord, the God of your ancestors, for demonstrating such unfailing love to your country and honoring your nation. Gracious hand of the Lord your God is on your land. Jesus Christ is Lord. The God of Israel is God. Peace to Jerusalem. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, King of Jerusalem. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory in Christ Jesus. The Lord goes before you. The God of Israel is your rear guard. It has been prayed. It has been spoken. It has been written. We come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. So in his holy name, Jesus Christ, so be it. Zion, you are my people, says the Lord God Almighty.